The Winter Olympics start in 42 days in Salt Lake City, and the process of choosing Olympic teams is well underway. Beginning this weekend, the U.S. biathlon trials will select the best American athletes for that event, which combines cross-country skiing and shooting. The biathlon is said to be rooted in military life, when soldiers used their skiing and shooting skills in battle. Now, several current U.S. biathletes training for the Olympics could make that same transformation from athlete to fighting soldier. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It's a beautiful setting in the Wasatch Mountains, 50 miles from Salt Lake City. The snow sparkles against a pale blue sky. But here at Soldier Hollow, site of the upcoming Olympic biathlon events, members of the U.S. national team are training hard and fast. Scenery, for them, means the ground in front of their skis and the targets in front of their .22 caliber rifles. With lungs burning and chests heaving, biathletes enter the shooting range and squeeze off shots at tiny circular targets 50 meters away. For most, the bullet holes are packed tightly together, close to the target center. Nice job. But then you hear U.S. team coach Alga Shalna tell them it could have been better.
You are by two clicks on the right with this shooting. And actually still a little low. According to last two shootings, you need two up minimum.
A bit later in this morning practice, Coach Shalma gathers team members for a pep talk, kind of. He's been putting the national team through some grueling workouts lately, and Shalma wants to let his people know the pain isn't over yet.
It won't get better today, it won't get better even tomorrow and Sunday, and even the next time trials, it won't get much better. So the next set of time trials and next weekend will be a little bit better than this set of time trials and intervals, okay? So you have to accept this and do it.
Yes, the final approach to the Olympic Games is hard work, requiring an athlete's total commitment. And right now, that's a special challenge for several of the biathletes who also are active duty soldiers. As members of the Army's world-class athlete program, they've been able to concentrate mainly on making the Olympic team. But with the country at war, they also know that any moment they could be called on to perform their military jobs. 25-year-old Jeremy Tila is an Army infantryman.
You're always updated as far as everyone watches the TV and sees what's going on, but to try to make the Olympic team and place well at the Olympics, it takes a lot of focus. Until I get the phone call saying that I'm deployed with my unit, this is my job and this is what I focused on.
Tila and the others don't have to look far for advice on dealing with sport and war. Shalna, the head coach, is a Lithuanian who won a biathlon gold medal for the Soviet national team at the 1984 Winter Games. Shalna was a 23-year-old soldier at the time. His country was at war in Afghanistan. He says Soviet officials threatened to send underachieving biathletes off to the front lines, but never really meant it. The athletes were protected. Shalna admits there's more uncertainty for his active duty U.S. biathletes.
The main thing I'm trying to say is once in a while that, look, there's nothing you can do about it. And possibly, there's a lot of chances that you're going to be on the Olympic team and a lot of chances you're going to represent your country on a ski track, not on a desert field or somewhere.
Still, U.S. Olympic biathletes have made the sudden and strange leap from competition to war.
It was quite a change. I went from an Olympic uniform back into my fatigues on a plane going back to Cameron Bay.
Longtime U.S. biathlete Bill Spencer competed in the 1964 and 1968 Winter Olympics. He was the U.S. biathlon team leader at the 1972 Games. Mixed in during that whole time were two tours of duty in Vietnam, tours in which the 65-year-old Spencer says he benefited from being an Olympic biathlete.
I was down in the Delta slugging through the plain of reeds and rice paddies and things, and I would carry the radio part of the time just because I was in better physical shape.
The gravity of war, Spencer says, didn't diminish the importance of his Olympic experiences. In fact, he says the excitement over a sixth-place U.S. finish in the 1972 relay event helped drown out the fact that he had to return to Vietnam after the games. Now living in Utah, Bill Spencer will help run the Olympic biathlon competition in his home state. He's talked with some of the U.S. team members about their sport, but not about war. There's a generation gap, he laughs. Perhaps, but considering the first recorded biathlon competition was in 1767 between guards along the Swedish-Norwegian border, one can easily argue that in biathlon, the idea of the soldier-athlete spans many generations. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Soldier Hollow, Utah.